A play that's opening tonight on Broadway is being greeted with much anticipation. That's because its creator is Eve Ensler, the same woman who wrote the Vagina Monologues. That one-woman show gained international attention, and now Ensler is focusing on another part of her anatomy. Jeff London has this report on The Good Body.
Eve Ensler says for most of her life she didn't live in her body, more in her head. But after performing the Vagina Monologues for several years, she was landing into herself. Then...
time passed, and I looked down one day and discovered my not-so-flat post-40 stomach and went, oh. It was just this moving sludge. Do you know what I mean? It had just kind of moved to another part of my body. And I realized that it was much deeper and much more essential, much more existential, much more at the center of me.
My body will be mine when I'm thin. I will eat a little at a time, small bites. I will vanquish ice cream. I will purge with green juices. I will see chocolate as poison and pasta as a form of self-punishment.
In The Good Body, Eve Ensler says she's looking not just at her own stomach, but at the way women look at themselves and their bodies.
I've been plagued by self-hatred my whole life, as I think many of us have. But I think it's a human disease for the most part. I think capitalism breeds it. Actually, I don't think capitalism would exist without it. I mean, you know, we buy products and we consume things to fix ourselves.
I watch ab roller infomercials until 4 a.m. as I eat a bag, no, a family-sized bag of peanut M&Ms. Then I try to buy an ab roller by phone, but they're really hostile on the 800-ROLL-IT-AWAY number. They're probably starving, too.
Ensler talked to women about their body image in her travels as a performer and feminist activist and kept a journal of her impressions.
No matter where I was in the world, women were doing things to their bodies in order to be good. It really didn't matter what culture it was or what the practice was, whether it was bleaching their skin or having Botox or doing liposuction or breaking their legs and adding bone. It all was on some level to be, quote, good.
I think she is an artist who is capable of taking something that's in the ether and sort of crystallizing it in a way that people can relate to on a very broad level.
Charles Isherwood is a drama critic for the New York Times.
She started off as sort of a woman very interested in these issues, and she did a copious amount of research. And very often that can result in a sort of dry document, a really painfully polemical piece of theater. But in the case of the Vagina Monologues, I think she really turned it into a compelling, very artful evening of entertainment.
For The Good Body, Eve Ensler spent 3.5 years talking with women in gyms and spas and Weight Watchers meetings. She even observed women getting cosmetic surgery.
I can't write a monologue unless I love someone, you know, unless I feel some genuine connection to them. To try to understand, why would you go and get Botox shot? You know, botulinum shot in your face. Why would you go and have someone stick rods in your thighs and suck out your fat? Like, what's behind that? That's profound. That is really profound.
In one monologue, she plays Tiffany, a 35-year-old supermodel who's married her plastic surgeon.
Sometimes I worry what will happen when he runs out of parts of me to change, or that he'll just get intimidated by the perfection of his own creation. But what worries me most is that he'll just get finished and lose interest. That's why I have secretly never given up ice cream.
Most of the characters in The Good Body are composites, impressions of various people Eve Ensler met. But there are a couple of identifiable women in the play, too, like Cosmopolitan editor Helen Gurley Brown, whose magazine has glamorized the image of what Ensler calls the raisin-a-day-stomached smiling girl.
I was really moved by her story and how she got to be Helen Gurley Brown. And I think we're living in a time where people don't want to look at why or how we got here.
In the play, Brown recalls going to the dermatologist for acne treatments as a child and her mother crying afterwards.
How can I be a happy person, Helen, she would say. Your sister's in a wheelchair with polio. Your father's dead. And you, Helen, you have acne. When I was 10, my friend Elizabeth was swinging from the tree. She fell and everyone came in a huge fuss over her, over Elizabeth. I told this to my mother and she said, of course, Elizabeth is pretty. People make a fuss over girls who are pretty. That's why you, Helen, will need brains.
What ties all the stories in The Good Body together is Eve Ensler's journey to be good, to accept her body, says director Peter Askin.
So in some ways, she's much more exposed and vulnerable in this than Vagina Monologues, because her story is threaded throughout.
Towards the end of the play, Ensler travels to Africa, where she meets a 74-year-old Maasai woman who's completely comfortable in her body.
I want to feel like you. I want to love my body. I want to stop hating my stomach. What's wrong with your stomach? It's round. It used to be flat. It's your stomach. It is meant to be seen. Eve, look. Look at that tree. Do you see that tree? Now look at that tree. Look at that tree. Do you like that tree? Do you hate that tree because it doesn't look like that tree? We're all trees. You're a tree. I'm a tree. You've got to love your tree, Eve. Love your body. Love your tree.
Eve Ensler used benefit performances of the Vagina Monologues to raise millions of dollars to stop violence against women. She says she'd like The Good Body to extend beyond the theater as well. She's opening an art installation and performance space called Love Your Tree in Greenwich Village on Friday. In the meantime, The Good Body opens at the Booth Theater on Broadway tonight, and the script is now available in bookstores. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.